Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And hello, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Have a great segment that's coming up for you guys today. We're welcoming back recording artist Kid D to our program. We're here to talk to him not only about his love of music, but also what it's been like for him to share that with the world. He has a single that I heard recently that made me ask him to come back on the show to talk about it. That single is called Days Like This. You guys are going to be hearing it as well. We're going to talk to Kid D not only about the inspiration behind the song, but also let you guys know how you can be able to get it for yourself. Kid D, hello to you, and welcome back to the program. Hello, Kid D, can you hear us? Okay, we seem to be having a slight technical issue with Kid D. What we're going to do is go ahead and play the single Days Like This. When we come back, hopefully we'll have our connection fixed with Kid D. You guys enjoy it.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. Days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history, but I must live with my mistakes.
With every step I take, I get kicked back for, and sometimes I feel I'm slipping even on the floor. With bottle in hand, trying to drink away my pain, taking things in vain, cause I lost everything. The pill bottle's empty as my soul seems to be. I'm falling off a cliff of my own destiny. And no matter how I scream, no one hears me. I cut my wrist open just to watch my sorrow bleed. The blood of my forefathers falling off my tips. The words are silent as they cross my lips. Screaming for help, no one is there. Days like this, does anyone care? Days like this, does anyone care? Is anyone out there?
My condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history, but I must live with my mistakes.
How many times must I face my judgment? I repent for my soul. How many times must I let go into the bottom of a bottle? How many times must I face my judgment without you with me? Without you with me is a crime I can't commit, and that sees my sentence a lifetime of repent for all these sins. This is my final judgment. You're the judge, jury, and the execution. Hungry for my demise, where my retribution? Know the distribution of my soul. I'm facing the sickness that stricken my mentality, and it's about to blow. So they tell me.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history, but I must live with my mistakes.
That was recording artist Kid D with Days Like This right here on Conversations Live. We now have Kid D joining us. Kid D, hello to you. Happy New Year and welcome back to the show, man.
Thank you, sir. How you doing?
Hey, doing great. Glad you could join us once again. So we just got a chance to hear Days Like This. You know, what has it been like for you to kind of share this new single? It's a different sound for you. What has it been like for you to share it and to see how people are responding to it?
It's been great. I've been getting a lot of good reviews off of it.
So where did the idea for the song come from?
just dealings with past life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, everybody's got something that they can refer to. You know, once upon a time, I used to be very addicted to pills.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wrote about that.
Got you. So, you know, I think, you know, it being a personal song and a part of your own personal story definitely, I think, adds a different dimension to it. So let's go back a little bit. For people who may have missed our first conversation, Kid, you know, what was it about music that initially spoke to you?
Everything, being able to just vent on life and tell my story.
And did you feel as though... Did you feel as though music was a way that the world will be able to, I mean, to hear you, or was that a decision that you made early on that you wanted to be able to share with people?
It was a decision I made early on, and I felt it would be able to let me speak to everybody.
Gotcha. And so now you have the opportunity to do that. One of the ways that you reach out to people, Kid, is through Facebook. That's how I initially heard about the song. You know, what has it been like for you? It's one thing to be able to connect with people around you. What has it been like for you to kind of connect with the world using social media like Facebook?
It's good if you bring the right material and if you play your cards right with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you abuse it, then it turns bad.
Got you. So for you, I mean, what is it that has kept you motivated? I mean, you shared a little bit about, you know, what led you to write this particular song, Days Like This. You know, when you think about music, you know, what do you hope people are able to take away from your music when they hear it?
The goodness out of life. I mean, you know, trying to bring a different sound to everybody you listen to because, you know, it's not all about robbing and shooting and killing and stealing. You know,
right.
Music's got to make a change, and it's got to make it quick. We've got little kids listening to it now, and they try to do what they hear.
Exactly. They try to do what they hear. That's the...
I try to bring a positive vibe.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like one of the things that is so different about this particular song is that, I mean, for one thing, there's no profanity. In this particular song, was that something that you knew you wanted to do going into it, or was it just something that happened as the song happened?
I tried to refrain from profanity in all my music.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and again, I'll use a curse word or two, but for the majority of most of all my songs, I have no profanity in them.
Gotcha. And was that another thing that you wanted to do from the very beginning, Kid? I mean, to make sure that your music was available and had something for everybody?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, that is definitely one of the things that's happened. Again, everyone, Kid D is our guest. We're talking to him and not only about his love of music, but this new single, Days Like This. So what are your plans for the new year? We're at the beginning of a brand new year. You know, what do you hope to be able to do musically?
You know, as far as our label goes, we're putting everything back together. We're restructuring me and Casper and a few other artists, you know, trying to bring it back strong and do everything the right way, putting the studio back together. Me and Casper are actually planning on being in the studio tomorrow. Shout out to my CEO. We got some new artists that we're working with. You know, you heard the last single you played, Lonely Road, you heard the R&B singer and one of the other artists on it. And we're trying to take things worldwide, you know, give more access to people, be able to bring the CDs in the streets and to stores, trying to make this singles more available and pretty much to stay in everybody's faces with it.
Gotcha. So what about this single? If people are interested in being able to hear it or get it, how can they be able to get in contact with you and how can they be able to get it for themselves, and when would it be available for them?
Right now it's just off of SoundCloud. Then you can go to SoundCloud and research my name, KidD69, and pull it up. Or go to my Facebook, look for Kid D, Dwayne Kid D Holman, and they can find it from there. Okay. We're looking to try to get a little more in detail on getting it out there for iTunes and Amazon and stuff a little later on.
Okay. All right. So what advice do you have for artists as we're beginning a brand new year, kid? What advice do you have for them as they're looking to be able to make their own mark this year?
Never give up.
Yeah.
Keep pushing at it.
There you go. I think that's a great message. Never give up. Keep pushing at it. And that's exactly what Kid D is doing. Again, everyone, Kid D is our guest. The single is Days Like This. Make sure you guys do check him out on SoundCloud. Just look him up under Kid D. You'll be able to type in the single, Days Like This. We actually will post the link in our notes here on the radio side of our program as well, so you guys can be able to find it online. Kid D, man, congratulations to you on the song, and thanks a lot for stopping by.
Thank you for having me again, sir.
Hey, glad to do it, man. Again, everyone, Kid D has been our guest. If you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with him or even the single, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliferadio.com. That's conversations with an S, liferadio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.